Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yoma, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. In the middle of the Amud, Toshma, Par Me'akev Et HaSa'ir, V'Sa'ir Ein Me'akev Et HaPar B'Matanot Shebifnim. So this is something of a confusing statement. That means that the Dam HaPar, or the Par itself, is vital for bringing the Sa'ir, but not the inverse, regarding the Matanot Shebifnim. Now, Matanot Shebifnim can refer to one of three things. Either the Matanot of Dam that are done in the Kodesh Kedoshim, first Par, then Sa'ir, or the Matanot that are done in the Kodesh against the Parochet, either at or towards the Parochet, Par, then Sa'ir, or the Matanot that are done on the Mizbeach inside, which is the third and final step of that. Let's see. Based on my par ma'akev et ha'sa'ir, I understand that first statement. The akta me'la sa'ir mekame par lo avad velo klum. If you did the sa'ir first, then you've done nothing, because a sa'ir without a par is nothing. And therefore, you'd have to go and do another sa'ir afterwards, and then we have a whole hagrala problem. Ela, sa'ir in ma'akev et ha'par ma'nihu. But what's the second half of the statement? If what you are referring to is having brought the matanot of the par in the mikdash, not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, before the matanot of the sa'ir in the Kodesh Kedoshim, meaning you did par, and then sa'ir, and that should be okay, chukakti bahu, that can't be the case, because regarding all of those, it says the word chuka, which means it is ma'akev. It must be that we're referring to having done the matanot of the par in the Kodesh Kedoshim before doing the hagrala of the sa'ir, which of course the order that we did was vidui one on the par, before shchita, the hagrala, then vidui two on the par, and then so that means that the hagrala is done first. So eno ma'akev would mean that if you did it out of order, it's not ma'akev. Then we come to the following conclusion, that if the sequence is not ma'akev, the hagrala itself can't be ma'akev either. Meaning that if you didn't do a hagrala at all, and just took two goats and put one of them inside, that you'd be okay also. And that's, of course, quite a far-reaching conclusion. So now we're going to reinterpret our original statement. We're going to shift everything one step out, and that is that you did the matanot of the par in the Kodesh, then you did the matanot of the par in the Mizbeach, and then you did the matanot of the Seir in the Kodesh. And Rabbi Yuri, Da'amar, Dvarim Hanasim, Evigdei Lavan, Bachutz, Lo Ma'akvi. And that must be following Rabbi Yehuda, who says anything done in the Bigdei Lavan outside of the Kodesh Kedoshim is not ma'akev. But that doesn't work because you just use the word bifrim in the bright itself. Elaham manu Rabbi Shimon. It must be author Rabbi Shimon. Damar hagrala lo ma'akev. As we saw earlier, Rabbi Shimon said hagrala is not ma'akev. And therefore we have to go back to our earlier understanding. If you buy a table, you can go back to Rabbi Yehuda. Nihida v'sidra lo ma'akev, hagrala ma'imiyah ma'akev. That it could be Rabbi Yehuda, and our inference that we came up with, the second inference, was actually wrong. Just because the sequence is not ma'akev doesn't mean the hagrala is not ma'akev. You have to do the hagrala, but the sequence is not ma'akev. Now, ve'azdu l'tamayo, as Rashi points out, now takes us back to an earlier piece, which is about the machloket about vidui. Ve'azdu l'tamayo, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are following their own reason, d'tanya. Yo'amad Chai, in reference to the Sa'ir Lazazel, it says it has to stand there alive, lifnei Adonai mechaper alav, before Hashem, for kapara. Ad matay yazakuk lamod Chai, how long does it have to stand there alive, and at what point, if it dropped dead, would we still be okay? Ad shat matan demo shel chavero. To Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to stand there until the other Sa'ir's dam has been brought. No, it has to stay there longer until you do the vidui on the Sa'ir Azazel. And then if it drops dead before you take it out to Azazel, it's okay. What's their disagreement about? And that's where the vidui is ma'akev, as you saw. Kedetanya, lechaper, in this pasuk that we just saw, Yo'amad Chai, לפני אדוני לחפר עליו. What's לחפר? בחפרה דמים הכתוב מדבר. This is Yehuda's position. It's referring to כפרה of דמים. לכן הוא אומר וחילה מכפרת הקודש later on in the parsha. מעלן מחפרת דמים וכאן בחפרת דמים to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says just like לחפר or mikaper later on is referring to damim. Similarly here, Shimon omer lechaper alav v'chaper advarim akatuv medaber. This is referring to kapara with words. In other words, vidui. Toshma shalu tamidav Rabbi Akiva. Alav bismo mao she'achzor liyamin. So the students asked Rabbi Akiva, what happens if Lashem came up in the left hand? Can you put it in the right hand? He said, no, we can't do it because it's going to give the minim, the tzdukim, an opportunity to challenge, sort of an opening for them to challenge us. So listening to Rabbi Kiva's reasoning, it was only an external consideration, a sort of a political consideration. It sounds like otherwise you could go back. But we just said that everybody will agree that Hagrala is Ma'akev, meaning you have to have Hagrala. V'chevan t'kivate small, if Hagrala is Ma'akev, then once the left hand has been determined to be the one with Hashem, Hechem Adrinalu, how could you take it back and switch the hands and do it again if you already had a Hagrala? So Merav HaChikamri, this is not what they said. What they asked is, Allah Hagrala b'smol ma'ushach zirolo v'lisiro liyamin. Meaning if the goral came up in the left hand, so for sure the left goat is now Lashem. However, can you now switch all of it to the right, just for appearances, so it looks nicer, so it's in the right hand, and it's now the right goat. But it's the correct goat in any case. And then his answer was that that will lead to a political problem with its tzdukim. But not, that doesn't tell us anything about whether the Hagrala is Ma'akev or not. Toshma. Ilu nemar tasir asher alala, asher alav. Not Asher Alala, but if it said the Sa'ir, that it is on it, I think that you have to put the Goral on it. Tamunumar Allah, Asher Alala, meaning Kevan Shalah Shuvan Otsarech. The minute you picked it up and identified it in the left hand, Lazazel or Lashem, then that's sufficient, which means the Hagralaz Ma'akev Benan Halacha. Lemai. Ilem lemitzvah, are you just telling me that lechatchila, that's how it should be? Chadanacha mitzvah namilo, so putting it, the hagrala, the goral on the animal's back, even lechatchila is unnecessary? That's certainly not the case. And Allah of lakev, it must be what's indispensable. Ushmamina hagrala makva, anachala makva. What do you see from here? That you must do the hagrala, but putting the goral on the back is not vital and is not makev. Amarava hachikamar. This doesn't prove anything either way about the Hagrala, because he says, here's how you should read the Braita. Had it just said Asher Alav, I would have thought you have to leave it there till time of Shechita, till the point of Shechita. Talmud Omar, Asher Alav, that's what came Asher Alav, Shuvan Atzarech. The minute that it went up, meaning the minute that you've identified it properly, you don't have to keep it there the whole time. And it says nothing about whether Hagrala is Ma'akev. Toshma, Ve'asahu Chatahat. The goral is going to identify this animal as a chatat. This animal being the Seir Lashem. Shiachol, I might have thought Valodinu, I have a kalachomer. Mab, Makom Shalok, Kedesh HaGoral, Kedesh HaShem. And every other animal, a goral doesn't identify which is which, and your identification by calling it by name does. Makom Shkedesh Goral, and then Shkedesh HaShem. Here where a goral could do it, certainly your identification by name should do it. Therefore it says it makes it a chatat, a goral is a chatat, v'ein Hashem osa chatat. And it's only the goral that makes it a chatat, and Hashem. And that's from the Sifra. And Stam Sifra Mani, Rabbi Yehuda. We know that the anonymous author of the Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Which means that here, clearly, Rabbi Yehuda says that the goral is vital. So this now refutes absolutely anybody who takes the position that Hagrala is not Ma'akev, because even Rabbi Yehuda, who says anything done by Vigdel Avon Machutz is not Ma'akev, says Hagrala is Ma'akev, certainly Rabbi Nechemi would agree, and therefore it is Ma'akev according to everyone, Tiyufta. This is kind of a side piece is going to bring back into the Hagrala. We have sort of a similar situation to Hagrala when you bring a nest, which is two birds, which is an olah, which is a chatat, like for a yeledet as example, or a zava. So which is the olah, which the chatat is only identified either at the exact minute that you buy the nest, and you identify there's olah and chatat, which is not a good idea because they get mixed up, or at the very end of the process, when the Kohen takes them and does Malika, then he identifies which is which, and that's, of course, preferable, because then there's no problem being mixed up earlier. We don't care. Rav Chista, where did Rav Chista get it from? Dichtiv, v'lakcha, she buys it, and ve'asa, when he makes one chatat, makes one olah. Obli kechal basiya, the two points of reference for the Kohen are at purchase or at doing the performance. Meitevei, so what's the challenge? V'yasau chatat, in our context, it says he will make it a chatat, or it will make it a chatat. Takwal was a chatat, v'nashem chos a chatat, shechol adin hu al mamakom shalo kiddush agwal, kiddush Hashem, mamakom shkiddush agwal, nun shkiddush Hashem, mamakom shalo chatat, agwal was a chatat, v'nashem chos a chatat. We already saw that entire just recently. V'hachad, lav shat l'kicha, lav shat asiyahi, but this is not at the time of the purchase of the goats, nor at the time of the performance of the shechita. It's in the middle. Uktayin dekavan, we say the goral is koveya. So we see that the seirim at least don't follow the model of the kinim. Amarava hachikamar, and theoretically then our kalvachomer becomes a little bit strange. So amarava hachikamar, mamakom shelo kiddush agoral afilu b'shat lekicha, meaning in the case of kinim, a goral would not identify olah versus chatat even if it were done at the time of purchase. Afilu b'shat asiya, or at the time of performance. A goral would not do anything for kinim. Kidesh Hashem, Mishat Lekicha, Mishat Asiya. Nonetheless, when you buy it or when you perform it, your declaration does identify. So therefore, Makom Shekidesh Goral Shlo Mishat Lekicha, Shlo Mishat Asiya. So there's an even a bigger Kal Vachomer. The goral works even when it's at neither one of those points, but in the middle. Kidesh Hashem, Mishat Lekicha, Mishat Asiya. So certainly, when you buy the two goats or when you're about to shecht the goat, that should be a time when, without a goral, it should work. The Torah demands that it be done by the goral. Okay, Toshma, Metamei Mikdash Ani, V'Yifrish Ma'ot Lekino. Let's say that a person, this is referring to the Korban Olev Yored, that's in Vayikra He, when a person has violated one of these three crimes, one of them is Metamei Mikdash, or V'Kodashav, and there's a sliding scale for the korban he brings. There's the regular korban, the poor man's korban, and the destitute man's korban. So let's say that somebody's poor or destitute when he's metame mikdash, and he sets aside money for the nest, which is the middle korban for the merely poor guy, v'ashir, and then he became wealthy. And then he identified the money after he became rich and said, those couple coins are for the bird that's a chatat, and those are for the olah. He can then add on, he can take the money that he set aside for the chatat and add on to that to bring his big chatat animal that he must bring now because he's wealthy, but he can't do it from the money for his olah, which means that the designation of monies is valid and the olah money is now set aside and cut off. But remember, he's making this declaration neither at the time of purchase nor at the time of performance. It's even before. It's when he set aside the money. And it's koveya. So Rav Sheshet v'tisbar. Rav Sheshet says, think about the whole statement. It doesn't make sense. Let's say the opposite. A guy was metam mikdash, he was wealthy, and he brought a korban ani. Lo yatsa. Not yotze. Kivan de lo yatsa, yechi kava. Since he's not Yotze, how can it be Koveya? So in other words, when this guy said, this money is for Chatat, this money is for Olah, after he became rich, it shouldn't mean anything. It must be that he actually said, this money is for the Chatat, this money for the Olah, when he was still poor, then he got rich. So it must be also that he said it at the time he set aside the money, which is like purchase time. So therefore it works. He said that if you brought Korban ani yatsa, ma'ika lemer. How's it going to work? So lo tem v'chakach amar ela ima v'chakach lakach v'amar. So he said, in his, the way he would have to read it would be that after you became rich, then you went and bought the birds and said it. Then you're not yotze, because then certainly even Rabbi Chaga would agree that you can't fulfill it. If you bought the birds and then became rich and brought the birds, he would say you're yotze. But if you bought the birds after you became rich, that's meaningless. Now lakach mosif mevicho v'ato ma'niu. So he said, if you already bought it, then what are you adding? Remember, the whole brayta was about adding on to the money. But if you already bought the birds, then what are you adding? The answer is the parikle, that you redeem it and then add on. V'ha'in pidyon la'of, but you can't redeem of, because of doesn't have mumim. Rapap and Gonshal Akach Prida Achat, he bought one bird. E ola zavan, if it was an ola, mosif mevicho atomid vechatato, then he keeps the chatat and adds on to that money, the chatat money. Vai ola azlan davan, the ola becomes an adava. E chatat zavan, if the one he bought was the chatat, and he still has the ola money, and mosif mevicho atomid vechatato, hai chatat azlan mita, the chatat is to go to mita, as kind of a chatat, shemetu baleha, shed, kabru baleha, because he's going to have to bring a wealthier one. And the ola can't be added on to, and that money goes, we would presume that the money goes l'nedavah. Gufa, Amar Belazar Mishaya, Matam Mikdash Ashir Revi Korbanani. So we said this earlier. What happens if somebody is Matam Mikdash as a regular person, and then he brought a Korban Ani, the birds? Lo Yatzav. Rabbi Chag Amar Mishaya Yatzav. And we said that was only if you bought the birds as a poor man, then became rich, and then brought them. Meitave, watch this challenge to Rabbi Chaga. Mitzora Ani Shevi Korban Ashir Yatzav. A Mitzorah is the classic case where we have the three standards, regular guy, ani, and destitute. So if a Mitzorah ani brought the wealthy korban, yatsa, ashir shavi korban ani lo yatsa. But a wealthy one who brought a korban ani lo yatsa, and that's against Rabbi Chaga, at least in the case of the regular korban olav yoreid. So shanihatam nichtiv zot, that's a little different because there the Torah specifies zot, in the case of the Korban Ani, from the Metzorah to say, this might be the only one, this is only for this guy and can't be brought by anybody else. So maybe Korban Metzorah is singled out. So therefore it should be the same thing. If Zot is there, it should be that if an Ani brought a Korban Asher, shouldn't be Yotze. Meaning every kind of Metzorah should only bring the kind that is specified for them. Tarachmana Torah, the answer is Torah Tamitzorah expands it and allows it. So in other words, Torah expands it that if you bring a wealthier one than your status, it's good. Zot limits it, if you bring a poorer one than your status, it's no good. Vatanya Torah, the Rabot Mitzorah, Nishavi Korban Ashir. And we have a bright that supports that. Torah is there to expand that if an Ani brought a wealthy Korban is Yotze, Yachol Afilo Ashishvi Korban Ani, I might think to go in the opposite direction, Talmud Lomar Zot, that he can't work that way. V'nelaf minah. So now the question is, why doesn't Rabbi Chaga learn from that and say, therefore, a metame mikdash ashir shevi korban ani lo yatsa? The answer is merachman avim dalhu, because the Torah went out of its way to single out the Mitzorah, say only if he is destitute can he bring that, may he bring this, but the same miut doesn't apply to regular mitam mikdash v'kadoshava, the other korban olav yoreid, so that's why Rabbi Chaga would say that you could be yotze b'diavad, even as a wealthy person who brought korban ani. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah Bet in the fourth parak, and have a wonderful day.